T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's many beautiful things about a human being, but feet, as a rule, are pretty gross, man. Like, it's one of the few parts of your body that you must deal with, because left to its own, it becomes a disgusting animal hoof.
It does get away from you.
Well, because I think that's the thing, is people are embarrassed and they don't take care of it. They don't, and they don't think anybody else is going to see it.
That's it. That's the other thing, is I'm like, yep, that's it. That's similar to that. It's a form of winter bush. You know,
I put it for me personally. It's like when I get a lip sore, I have to go pick up my Voltrex because everybody sees it.
Right.
If it was a sore on my toe,
right,
maybe I wouldn't go to the doctor.
We get our
much.
Teeth whitened because, well, people see them.
It's like your front window.
Yes. Yeah. But then your feet, you stuff them inside of, you know, a nice shoe, and then you have no idea. This beautiful lady, you're like, oh my God, why is your big toe kicked over to the right so hard because you wear those crazy shoes that you've permanently disfigured it over to, like, it's taking a hard right?
Yeah, this toe isn't supposed to live on top of that toe.
Yeah. You ever seen ladies' feet that
sure
wear
have.
Heels too much?
Like, I sure have.
Well, Google Jennifer Garner and ruin your day.
Oh, that's right. She has.
She's worn the tight shoes so much.
Her pigs are all tore up.
Her pigs are laying on each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hailing from Greer, South Carolina, our next guest is a former ballet dancer whose own issues with her feet and ankles led her into a career in podiatry with a professional focus on musculoskeletal deformities, post-traumatic reconstruction, and more. And she's one of the featured doctors on the TLC series, My Feet Are Killing Me. Please welcome Dr. Sarah Haller.
Hey, Doc, how are you this morning?
What an intro. Goodness, I feel special.
Well, listen, I feel like the world owes you a debt of gratitude because you went through medical school, the hardest thing possible, and you didn't take the easy route, and you didn't take the glamorous route. Like, you took the dirty foot route. Like, that is, God bless you, people need help. We talked to Dr. Brad a couple of weeks ago, and we just came to the assumption that it's got to be, It has to be super fulfilling. Otherwise, you'd never choose to be a foot doctor.
I think, like, when you think about medicine in general, like, nobody's going to come to you and be like, oh my gosh, look at my beautiful feet.
Right.
Or you look at my beautiful anything, X. They always come with, like, problems. That's what you're fixing them for. But that's, like, the coolest part. Feet, people, like, shove them inside of their shoes and, like, they kind of just, like, push them on the back burner. You get some pretty wild stuff in a foot clinic.
Yeah, you get horrible. Well, that was always my thought. We were laughing about, you know, when you're a young man, you're 16 or 17, you're like, I'd like to be a gynecologist. That would be great. And then you get to be a little older, and you realize nobody's walking in there going, hey, I just wanted to show you how wonderful this is working out for me. Like, it's exactly. A whole nother horror show going on.
Absolutely. People come with, like, stuff dripping. People come with stuff like, crumbly, crusty,
right.
Anything that, like, is not sexy, that's what you're going to see.
Do you ever just look at somebody, they take their shoe off, and you just give them the look like, come on, man, you didn't notice this toe would turn black, you lost 3 toenails, and it smells like your dead cousin?
You know, I do question that some days. I'm not going to lie. You got to keep a pretty solid face on, but I am very grateful for the mask on some days. I'm not going to lie to you. It has helped me in a lot of situations.
Yeah. No, it's
like,
go ahead.
No, I mean, I saw a lady yesterday, and, like, she came in, and she was like, I think, you know, like, I have a sore on my toe, and then, like, her bone is sticking out because of her toe, and I'm like, did you not think this was a problem? Is it, you know,
right.
It's a small issue.
And then we have this show, My Feet Are Killing Me, and now it's in the fourth season. And what I came to realize is it is wonderful to help people. And I think it is good to show people who maybe fighting with their own issues or going to a doctor that you should go to the doctor and this is what it'll be like. And it gives a good positive spin. But there's a part of viewership, like from people like us, that I go, dude, the reason we watch this is because the circus just came to town. Like, we're going to see the bearded lady. Like, I'm like, you know.
It is pretty crazy because, like, people are super embarrassed about their feet. And it's so cool because, like, not only do they come in and they trust you, but, like, they're entrusting you and being in front of an entire audience. Like, the world is watching.
Right.
Then, like, us take off their socks and you're like, oh, my, is it the bearded lady? Is there something I need dripping, whatever, from whatever's behind that sock? And it's so cool because, like, the transformation from, I don't want to say ugly because that's such a derogatory term, but less than appealing to the post it's pretty incredible. I mean, obviously, I chose it, so
sure.
Unbiased. But
it's really incredibly important, you know. Neat. We do. We take our feet for granted because, you know, we don't look at them all the time. They just go inside of shoes. We walk around. Blah, blah, blah. But you're right. You lose toes. You lose balance. You lose your ability to walk. There's all kinds of issues with that. And super important, obviously. But we just...
Absolutely.
I have so many questions. Like, I was talking to Dr. Brad, and I asked him, I go, man, did you ever think... You ever go back and go, wonder what the worst doctor gig is? Like, do you think it's... If you could go back, would you say it's worse to be a urologist, a proctologist, or a podiatrist? Like, in what order would you say... worst to first?
I think anything where you have to go inside the body, inside of an orifice to get to the problem, that is by far the number one bad for me. So proctology, number one. Urology, probably second, and then podiatry, I think third.
Yeah.
At least it's on the outside.
That should be the promo. That should be the promo for your show. Literally, why did you choose this profession? At least it's on the outside. You know, I could not agree more.
At least it's on the outside. You know, I have to take off a sock and a shoe. I don't have to just dive in and go.
Yeah.
Not sexy.
Yes.
Not sexy. But it is. There's some pretty crazy feet on the show. Have you had a chance to watch any of the episodes?
Oh, of course, man. The boils, the shedding, the hammer toes, the extra toe, the polydactylism, the excessive moisture. I had a friend with a dead toenail, or the toenail thing. He went in, they had to keep doing something with his toe. And then the doc that day decided, well, look, you've been in here four times, says, we're taking all your toenails off.
That's a heavy duty experience. What an office visit. What an office. They did it right there in the office?
Yeah, yeah.
Good for them. I love it. Is he better now, he or she?
No, it's my buddy Little Daddy, but he's a hot mess anyway. But I just,
his toenails are the least of his problems.
He's sending me pictures of the day they did it. I was like, that is horrifying. Like, if you go to, if you're captured during war and you have to go to a POW camp, they pull your toenails off.
It is kind of barbaric. Watching it, like I describe it when we do it, it's like kind of like taking a bottle cap off. You like kind of put something under there and you pop it back. It is kind of barbaric when you think about it. But it is numb. We're not doing it while people are awake. So that kind of makes it better. And it makes it so much better.
Dude, his feet, he showed me his foot. And I'm not kidding a little bit. To me, without a toenail, toes look like monkey penis. Like you just have an entire, like a weird... like appendage with all these little wiggly worm, like peanut, like you're just going, wah, 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 wah. It's just, it's not a good look, is it?
Oh my gosh. I mean, once you take the toenail off, it's like such a weird, it's like a weird texture under there. Cause it's like kind of hard, kind of soft, and it has like ridges. I mean, I've never seen a monkey penis, but I would imagine if it looks like anything, that's what I was preparing to.
I know, right? And
we need exotic animal.
They're strangely prehensile. Like, and I feel like you'd get more dexterity without your toenail on.
Interesting. So wouldn't you be able to climb more? So like, wouldn't it be able to like grab into the bark?
Yeah, right. It's just, yes, of course. You never risk lifting the hood, like, you know, when you're walking with no shoes on and you stub your toe and it just lifts the car hood up and your toenail goes straight up.
Oh, I had somebody have that happen yesterday. It like has a laceration on the skin under there and you're putting stitches in a toe. Oh, you never know what you're going to get when you walk into a clinic.
Oh, I saw a tattoo.
I know.
A guy in a motorcycle accident lost his pinky toe. And it literally, it had it tattooed above the stump. It just said, went to market.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I have never seen it, but I would love to see it. I would absolutely love. If someone went to the market, if someone went home, whatever else. You can have a different place for every single one of them.
Yes.
Hopefully no more toes are getting lost. No more toes.
Dr. Sarah's with us.
Patients are no fun.
If you haven't seen the show, it's pretty over the top. It has kind of a sweet name, My Feet Are Killing Me. And then, you know, it's a little misleading. Then you get to it and you're like, Jesus Christ, this is horrendous. Like, why do people's skin fall off their feet? Why do their feet leak? Why is it that the fungus, the boils, the hammer toes?
I mean, it's so crazy when you think about this. I'm about to blow your mind. So you sweat a half a pint of fluid from your foot every day. Like, half a pint. Think about a beer. And, like, I know. So imagine, like, that, and you shove it inside of a shoe and a sock every single day. You're bound to get some stuff growing in there. And the show just depicts all of it. And it's just, we dive in. It's like the up-close telescopic lens that gets right in there between the toes. You get to see all of it.
And listen, I'm a foot weirdo in the sense that because I ride motorcycles and I travel a lot, shoes, man, the right shoes for the right situation. My girlfriend, when I first met her, I go, we're going to go to New York City. She'd never been to the city. So I'm like, we're going to the city. And I'm looking at her and she's got flip-flops. I go, hey, oh, what's, she goes, it's July. And I go, yeah, you don't understand. It's going to take you about 9 seconds to get a syringe in your toe. I'm like, who would ever consider wearing flip-flops in New York City? Like, you're going to step in urine, in feces, in a human being. It's something terrible. And within 24 hours, we walked out of a hotel, and there was a syringe on the sidewalk.
New York City is it's a dirty place, I'm not gonna lie. And you never want to step in a puddle. That is, like, the ultimate rule of being in the city.
Right.
Avoid all standing water, because you don't know what it is. Could be urine, could be feces, could be some other bodily fluid, but you don't want it on your feet.
No,
100% flip-flops are not.
No.
I've
traveled this world, and the one thing I know for sure is get the right shoes for the right day.
110%. Like, don't mess with puddles. Definitely don't have to lift those handles. People step on you, and then, like, their feet stepping on you. I've seen so many, like, high heels digging into, like, toes, like, at bachelorette parties or at the club. When people come in the next day, and they're like, what happened? I'm like, what? How did you get an infection in your foot? And then you hear they were out at whatever club last night, pre-COVID. You're going to decipher what's growing.
Hey, do you ever get guys, because this is the other weird thing we were speaking about, is the fetish moments of people. There are people, you know, obviously there's fetishes about a lot of things, but the foot one escapes me in the sense, like, I don't know how it forms or what age it forms, but the idea when men get super, like, foot worshippers.
I have such an interesting, like, there's an interesting patient population. I feel like when you... I don't know when the foot fetish thing developed, but I know that I've treated a lot of women that are in the industry that, you know, perform activities with their feet, and they want it to be pretty.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that was such a calling card, but it is. Evidently, there's entire, like, OnlyFans accounts for feet.
Sure.
Being in the foot industry, now I am aware of it, and I'm very aware of how important hammer toe repairs are.
It's so
gotta make them look pretty. Gotta make them look perfectly straight.
Oh, it's just so over the top and everything. Well, look, Doc, you come by here anytime. You guys, I love the show. My Feet Are Killing Me. It's on TLC. You and Dr. Brad are on there every day just doing the Lord's work. Doing the Lord's work.
Well, thank you for having me. I look forward to this episode Wednesday night at 9 p.m. It's going to be a good one.
Excellent. All right, Doc. Listen, be safe today. Stay right there. Hold on. She's a doc with a good attitude.
She's got a great attitude.
At least it's on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Smells worse coming from in.
Yeah, no. It's exactly what I would say, too, but you just never know. You want to ask now. You go foot, butt, or vagina. I think it's just going to be butt, vagina, foot is from worst to first. I just think... You know, it's your ass is always your ass, right?
Yeah.
It's always your ass. Whereas the vagina, maybe, just maybe, it's your simple look checkup. And, you know, and just like going to the dentist, they brush their teeth super good and everything is fine. And you're like, I know, most part, no. But it's not your butt.
Yeah, but it seems easier to put things in your vagina.
Yeah, but they don't get stuck like they do in your ass.
I just think of that hot dog story you told me. Yeah,
well, I know. That's that poor little kid.
See, I mean, like, that's just too
that
easy.
That was the word. Dude, an ex-girlfriend told me her friend had a kid, and this kid was young, like 2 or 3 years old, but she was complaining to her mom that her vagina hurt. Something was going on, and she's like, what's going on down there? And they take her to the doctor, and for some unknown little kid reason, had put a piece of hot dog in herself. And, of course, it didn't go well.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not where we play hide and seek with the food we didn't want.
No.
It's not for later, and you don't have to eat the broccoli.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nick Walenda. Nick's been by the show a bunch of times over the years. You know, a seventh generation high wire daredevil, you know, the tightrope, the cable. It is the Guinness records, the tragedies and triumphs. It's terrifying. And it's a fantastic life. Like, when you really look into it, when I read his book, you know, and after the fall with his family, you know, there was, I'll have to get it from there. I can't remember the exact number of people on the rope that day practicing for this upcoming. And they fell. His sister was terribly injured. And it produced the fear in him for the first time in his life. Since he was a little boy, he'd been walking on tight ropes. He's done it all. 11 Guinness World Records, from volcanoes to between buildings to, you know, every conceit, the wheel of death. It goes on and on. And he'd never felt the fear. He'd never had to deal with that part. And then he did. Then it came for him, the anxiety, the crippling fear. And that's where people, I don't think, understand the game. And I didn't either until I read the book, was that it's all in what you're willing to do, what you're willing to believe, and what you can control of yourself. It is one thing to have the physical prowess to balance. It's another thing to have the mental strength to do it. That, we all have that friend, or we all have that fear. My buddy Big E, 6'5" weightlifter, I've seen him bench 400 pounds. No, way more than that, 500. And he is terrified of a still snake.
Yeah.
Like, if he was in his truck and you threw a snake in there and locked the doors, like, he would kick the windshield out getting out.
Yeah.
Crying. I have friends who can't stand on the side of buildings. You can't go over a bridge and look.
Like, I don't prefer it.
And it doesn't mean you're a pussy. It just means these are the things that are
in your head.
Mentally. It's all mental, man.
Born January 24th in Sarasota, Florida, he is a seventh-generation member of the legendary family, the Flying Walendas. After starting his professional career at age 13, he now holds 11 Guinness World Records, has crossed the Grand Canyon, hung from a helicopter in Branson, walked 25 stories over Times Square. He was the first person to cross Niagara Falls and cross the active Masaya volcano in Nicaragua. In June 11th through July 24th, he returns to where he performed his record-breaking stunt of dangling by his jaw from a helicopter 200 feet in the air at Silver Dollar City. Please welcome Nick Walenda.
Mr. Nick Walenda, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Don?
Hey, man, I hear you're going to be just down the road in Silver Dollar City soon.
I am. I'm excited about it, too. It's going to be an awesome summer.
Dude, that'll be fun for you, because this is something you've never done this before, have you?
You know, I haven't for a long time, that's for sure. And when the phone rang and it was Silver Dollar City on the other end, it was funny. I had a conversation with my wife, and she's like, of course we're going to do it. Are you serious? This is the way we grew up. This is going to be an awesome summer. So
sure it is.
I will say Silver Dollar City is my favorite amusement park in the country, and I've been to all of them. I've performed at most of them. I broke world records at several of them, but there's just something about that park that is super special.
No, dude, you're down near the lake, and I'm sure they're going to get you a cool place to stay. Like, you know, I know you'll be doing shows every day, but, you know, when you do have a little time off, it will be a fantastic summer.
Absolutely. It sure will. And again, we did this it's been 10 years now. In fact, June 15th will be my 10-year anniversary of walking across Niagara Falls, which is crazy that it goes by so fast. But when I walked over Niagara Falls, I was actually performing at Silver Dollar City. I flew out and did that walk and then flew back in.
That was weird. Going back over some of the stunts, like, you know, the volcano will always be, because I have a fascination with volcanoes. And the fact that I do know enough to know that it's a ridiculous idea to cross a volcano for a million different reasons, and not just because it's hot, but mostly, in my estimation, is because the fact that you shouldn't have even been able to hold on to your consciousness or see through your eyes with all the sulfuric acid and the burning and the toxic fumes, and then you're still crossing a volcano, and then you're also got the fear, right?
Yeah, you know, that's right. And that really is what my life and my career has been about, is facing my fears. And those fears come and go. I was listening to your intro, and, you know, there was a time in my life that I had no fear at all. I think when we're younger, we tend to be fearless. But as accidents have happened, as I've come across situations, they have created these moments of fear that have become real in my life. And, you know, one of the things that I love about what I do is I'm able to overcome those fears, but not on my own necessarily, but in front of millions of people on national TV often, and in hopes, to be honest with you, to help others to overcome the fears that they might be facing in their life. Because the truth is, there's no one that's fearless. We all deal with fears one way or another.
Right. That's a fact. And I've had this discussion with people, because fear is the most debilitating thing you can have in your life. It's the thing that makes, when you find someone angry, like super mad, most of the time it's all based in fear. They're afraid of something, and that manifests itself as anger.
That's right. Yeah, often insecurities can lead to anger, and which come from fear. Yeah. Fear of being accepted. And again, it comes in every shape and form, and we all deal with it one way or another. And it's how we deal with it is really what it comes down to.
Yeah, and you got to remember to tell yourself, and I wish somebody had told me this early on, it's like, look, failure is just what you do until you become this giant success in everybody's eyes. Like, failure is just what happens over and over and over again. And as long as you don't quit, at some point, the odds are going to come to you that, man, you actually may show up on top of it one day. And that's the way you got to live. If you'd rather sit at home and never fail, then that's what you'll get.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. My buddy John Maxwell says all the time, fail forward.
Yeah.
And the truth is, if we can fail forward, we will continue on and succeed and achieve our dreams. But so many people fail and they step backwards. And it's so important that you can grasp the reality of we can fail forward. And what I've learned in my career and really rubbing shoulders with some of the greatest in the world and most successful people, which is a huge, huge blessing to me and sort of surreal, to be honest, of where I am, is that everybody that is extremely successful has experienced much failure in their lives in order to achieve the success that they have.
Yes, without a doubt. Without it, every successful person I've ever met in my life, when you really dig into the story, it was just a series of really hard failure. And not one of them, I mean, not one, was just an instant, bam, boom, everything worked out perfectly.
That's right, yep.
I was thinking about this. I was watching you on the Wheel of Death. If you're just joining the show, the great Nick Willenda, seventh generation. You think about this. By the way, you're the first generation of Willendas in Italy?
No, Germany, actually.
Germany.
Started in actually Bohemia, eventually moving to Germany and then coming over to the U.S. in 1928.
Golly. And you think about this. And you know, generation. How many generations do you think this will go? I mean, do you believe with your heart it'll continue?
I do, actually. I have nieces and nephews that are currently performing, and they're very good performers, in fact. And I believe it'll continue on. They are the eighth generation. And, you know, there's something about what we do that almost is ingrained in us. People often say it must be in your blood. It's in your genes. And the reality is after 200 plus years of doing what we do, I truly think it is.
Yes.
It is not an occupation. It's not a job. It's our passion. It's what we love doing, as strange as that sounds.
No, you have your own culture. You really do. You have a tight-knit family that sticks together, that earns their money together, that takes their risks together. And there's a bond there that you know, it's a bond that can't be broken.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We certainly have a family that's close. You know, one of the blessings of what we do is we often or do our best to live every day like it's our last. And I think it's so important that everybody grasps the reality of that, because we risk our lives for a living. So it helps us. Maybe it makes it more real to us. But the honest truth is, every time you get in a car, I have a friend who lost his life last weekend in a car accident.
Oh, I'm
it was
sorry.
Obviously unexpected. But the reality is, we never know when we're going to take our last breath. And if we can live our life that way, I think we can live such a fulfilling life, because it's easier to forgive quicker. It's easier to get over situations. If the reality in your mind is, hey, this could be my last day on earth, so I don't want to regret my last day on earth.
That's right. That's right. And I don't want to sit around worrying about something that might happen that probably won't, but could. You go, okay, listen, that's how you're going to live? Or you're just going to go get some good stories under your belt. Go take some chances. And I'm not everybody has to be you, Nick. It doesn't mean you have to do something that would physically harm you. It just means go do whatever it is you feel like you want to do.
That's right. Yep. And live life and love a little more and forgive quicker. And, you know, I think those things are so important in order for all of us to succeed. I have friends that hold grudges, and it seems like their lives are always grasped somehow, and they're tied up into a knot, and they're not able to proceed and move forward because they're continually holding back on something that happened in the past rather than letting go of that and moving on. You know, it's all about how we react to the situations that we're faced with in life. We had a tragic accident, you talked about it in the intro, in 2017, where 8 of us were on the wire. That pyramid collapsed. 5 close family members and friends fell to the ground. My sister nearly lost her life. My aunt nearly lost her life. And through that situation, I remember my sister coming out of a coma after 2 weeks. And the day she came out of a coma, jaw wired shut, couldn't talk, but she could draw. And she could barely draw because her hand was actually numb. She had an issue with a nerve in her shoulder. And she was barely holding this pen. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to get back on that wire. And this thing is not going to keep us down. This accident's only going to make us stronger. And she just said it in a sum of words. And it was hard to read. And it was scratchy writing. But the reality is her mindset, because it's been ingrained in us, that you can take every situation and turn it for good, even when it feels like the worst situation in the world. I believe that great things can come from those situations. And the reality is, in our lives, it always has. And in fact, my sister, 2 years after that accident, walked across Times Square with me, walking a cable higher and longer than anything she'd ever walked in her career, which, again, inspired others, which to me, it's all about giving back to others. If I can use my life to help others through their tragic situations, or if I can use my tragedy to help others through their tragic situation. And really, my family, my entire family, has that mindset of, let's use what we have and the gifts that we've been blessed with to hopefully inspire others. And the truth is, this summer at Kids Fest at Silver Dollar City, that's what our show is. It's you're going to see what we call a Zirkus, which is German for circus. My family heritage, of course, but it's Nick Willenda's Zirkus. It'll be at the Opera House. I think it's June 11th through
the 24th of July.
July 24th. And, you know, that show will not only show the skills that we've learned, but also there'll be a storyline that will hopefully inspire others and motivate others and tell a little bit of the story of what we've dealt with, in hopes that people leave there not only impressed, but leave inspired.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to jump on the bike, grab my girl, and come down and see the show and catch up with you. Just because I'm like, man, I want to see it. Because I've seen you on television, I've seen you on videos, I've seen you over and over again through the media, but never in person. I'm like, man, I want to say that I saw that.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to that. I look forward to meeting you. In fact, one of the things that is so important to me is, after every performance, unless I'm not feeling well for some reason, but I do a meet and greet with the audience. And people are always shocked, because I've been blessed with this incredible brand and, you know, 5 incredibly successful TV specials, et cetera, et cetera. But I will personally be out in front of that opera house after every performance that I'm able, shaking hands and hopefully, again, having one-on-one conversations with others and hopefully using the blessings and gifts that I've been given with to help inspire others.
You need me to be part of the show, tightrope walk, to be in the trapeze, anything like that?
Absolutely. You know, I have a motorcycle on a wire, and I know you're a rider, so maybe it will get you up on that bike.
I'll give it a go. I'll give it a try. I'll tell you, it's it is so much fun to watch these things and people to be able to do things like this. We all have a fascination with the tightrope and with the wire and with the name Willenda. You know, it's it is a part of this world that I hope we never lose, because it is a fantastic thing. I consider it to be like barnstorming, you know, when you see those guys in the acrobatic, the big old school biplanes, or it's a talent and an exciting visual that I don't know that anything else can ever replace.
Yeah, you know, it is. There's something so unique about what we do, and you know, I think we all have unique gifts and talents, and you know, mine might be a little more unique because less people do it. But the reality is, we all have different gifts and talents, and we really love what we do, and we hope that comes across in all of our performances, that that people see that we really get joy out of what we do. I think it's so important that whatever we choose as an occupation, that we love it.
Do you bring I'm sorry, I was going to ask you, do you bring the Wheel of Death with you when you go to Silver Dollar City?
So the Wheel of Death won't be there this season. We're working on some big stuff for the future right now, and hopefully in the next several years we will. This will mainly focus, well, actually we'll have a little bit of everything for everybody in the family. From we have an amazing hula hoop artist who does things that are impossible with a hula hoop. We have an amazing roller skating act. We're a couple. A lot of stuff that you've seen on America's Got Talent, you'll see in this performance. My wife's doing an amazing aerial display with someone that she mentored, which I'm extremely excited about. She's premiering that there. And of course, we will be doing a performance on the high wire. And we have some very exciting special stuff planned for this summer on the wire as well that we're training for as we speak.
And the last question, I was thinking as I watched this Wheel of Death, that's why I was bringing it up, is I just thought, man, this guy is as good as it gets. At some point, somebody in Hollywood movies, like you must have consulted movies for people to show them, or at least been a stuntman or done something for them, even if it wasn't as Nick Willenda as some other situation, because who else are you going to go to if you need this kind of knowledge?
Yeah, you know, I do a decent amount of consulting, that's for sure. I, again, just blessed beyond my wildest dreams. I grew up as a circus performer, which, to be honest, is my passion, but it's turned into so much more. And it's just been such an exciting career up until now, and it's not going to stop anytime soon, at least the way I see it.
Yeah, it'd be great, man. I can only imagine. I hope one day there's a Willenda Museum, and you know, because I love old school circus memorabilia and just that lifestyle, that nomadic lifestyle, and it's a whole nother thing, man. Very romantic.
Yeah,
to me.
It is, and again, I'm just excited to be able to continue to do it and carry on this incredible legacy, and to be able to do it again at Silver Dollar City, you know, the greatest place on earth for families, in my opinion. Just
sure,
I absolutely love it there.
Yeah, no, I went there as a kid, but I'll go back as an adult. It'll be super fun. All right, Nick, always good to hear your voice. Can't wait to see you. He's going to be there. It's just from June to July 24th. Hold on, stay right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.